take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Psalm 63, verses 1 through 7. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary, and I behold your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. The word of the Lord. Do you ever have a hard time listening to someone that is happy and encouraging? Do you think they couldn't possibly know how you feel or what you're going through? Do you ever listen to the verses of scripture without any thought to what that writer is going through or the circumstances surrounding it? In today's scripture, David is crying out to the Lord. He's praising him. He's looking to him, seeking him, glorifying him. Was David in his morning quiet time? He must have just left church or something, you think? Maybe he just landed a job that was going to pay him a lot of money. I mean, he's so thankful. Oh no, my friends, on the contrary, David was running for his life from King Saul, who wanted to kill him. Had David done anything wrong? No. Saul was jealous of him. David had no choice but to run to the wilderness for safety. He had no water, little food. He was alone. I imagine wild animals roaming around him at night and only the ground to sleep on. He was physically deprived, but yet he didn't complain. Instead, he directs his feelings of suffering towards God. Given these same circumstances, would you be inclined to praise the Lord? Especially if you didn't do anything wrong. Would you complain and lose hope? David knew that he knew that he knew that God was his only hope, and he fully trusted him. Lord Jesus, teach us that what we do in the desert is so very crucial. Give us a clean heart like David, one that seeks after and thirsts for you. Your love, Lord, is truly better than life. You are our complete satisfaction. Everything else will leave us empty. May we lift up our voices in praise to you in all circumstances. Help us know you better. Remind the listeners out there today that you are their only hope, and our help comes from you alone. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.